When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2354. Expectations Create Reality by Rachel Trotta of RachelTrotta.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you. Now, every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. And since today's Wednesday, here we go. Quote, "Sometimes when you're in a dark place, you think you've been buried, but you've actually been planted." Unknown. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Expectations Create Reality by Rachel Trotta of RachelTrotta.com. I previously wrote about the similarity between compound interest in investing and the role of time span in fitness. There are many overlaps between financial planning and what I would call fitness planning. Here, I want to talk about expectations and vision. Just to recap, I was inspired to write these posts when tax season was over, and I found myself inspired to be more organized, proactive, and strategic this year with my finances. In this thought process, I suddenly realized how similar financial behaviors are to fitness behaviors. While the first trait I explored had to do with a lifetime of investment, the second trait is more about the inner game, or mindset. Your expectations create reality. Whether or not you believe in the law of attraction, there's no doubt that the level of your expectations impacts the results that you enjoy, whether your endeavors are in the field of finances, fitness, or even relationships for that matter. Why? Whether you attribute your increased success to the law of attraction or not, no one could disagree that when you change the way you think, you change the way you act, and actions have a funny way of leading to results in a rather magical way. The problem is that when our mindset is negative, or at best, realistic, we often are not aware of the micro decisions we make that impact outcomes. Whether you're trying to get out of debt or lose 20 pounds, approaching the goal with a self-punishing, limiting, or small mindset may allow you to reach your goal, but it certainly will not allow you to surpass it, or perhaps even maintain it. You are not a victim. Whether you are dealing with finances or physical fitness, personal responsibility is key. You are not a victim of circumstances. You do steer your own ship to a certain degree, and it begins with your mentality. I've created 2 composite characters that provide real-world examples of how expanding your expectations impacts your results. Lucy was a full-time high school teacher. She worked hard to create meaningful and effective activities, projects, and assessments for her students, and she often had after-school commitments, such as the Honor Society that she sponsored. Even though she stayed on her feet quite a bit throughout the day and her Fitbit said she took enough steps, there were often treats in the teacher's lounge that were hard to resist. When Lucy turned 30, she decided that she wanted to course correct the weight gain that she had experienced throughout her 20s. She decided that 10 pounds was an ideal goal to start, and because both of her parents and her sister were overweight, she knew that she needed to be realistic about her outlook on weight loss because she would, quote-unquote, never be tiny. She eliminated all sugar from her diet and did lose the 10 pounds that she wanted to lose rather quickly. However, she struggled to maintain the weight loss. Anytime she indulged more than once or twice a week, she found that some weight crept back on. Within just a few months, she had regained the weight, and she assumed that her natural weight was to be bigger. John also taught at Lucy's school. He also cared about his students' progress and sponsored an after-school activity. Another thing that John had in common with Lucy was that all of the members of his immediate family were overweight. However, John had a crisis moment with his weight in college when his father suffered a heart attack in his 50s. Although his father recovered after a scary surgery, John looked in the mirror that week and knew that no matter how much work it took, he needed to gain the skills to manage a healthy weight and diet for life. John was not realistic. He believed that there was a fit, healthy man waiting to be revealed, and his change in exercise and eating supported that belief. He had a clear vision of being able to do push-ups and chin-ups, running races, and playing actively with his future children. Inspired by his vision, he dedicated himself to making a fit and healthy lifestyle work within his schedule. 10 years later, John continued to maintain his active lifestyle that supported his vision. While his physique was unbelievably lean, especially considering his former weight, what was even more incredible was that his health readings defied the stereotype of someone for whom blood sugar and blood pressure issues, quote-unquote, run in the family. He had a clean bill of health at every doctor's appointment. What's the lesson to be learned from Lucy and John? This is where fitness is incredibly similar to finances. If you play it small, you will get small or no results. If you play it big, you risk a lot, but you will reap proportionate rewards. Lucy did the equivalent of saving a few dollars a day, while John did the equivalent of investing and getting a big payout. Practice expanding your vision and increasing your expectations. If you expect thousands, you'll get it. If you expect millions, you'll get it. Think bigger. Don't worry about being realistic about your results, because your results will be realistic to the level of work that you put in. Mixed messages? I can already hear a few people listening to this and saying, hey, isn't this a different conclusion from other blog posts? While I can see and follow that reasoning, the answer is no. They are not contradictory. You might be noticing that John did an extreme life overhaul. A radical life overhaul is not necessarily a bad thing. He simply would have had a healthier metabolism had he made the change sooner. If you want to follow my reasoning more accurately, let's look instead at two female examples for contrast. Let's say Ashley had been depositing in her fitness bank account for a lifetime. Because her vision for her life was an active one, her unconscious set point allowed her to enjoy a fit and healthy lifestyle. Lucy had not been depositing into her fitness bank account at all, and instead of changing the whole picture, she did the equivalent of saving, but not investing, a few dollars a day. She was, as the Ben Franklin saying goes, penny wise and pound foolish. The importance of vision and belief. It never occurred to Lucy that she could be really, truly fit. Because of the limits of her beliefs, because she could not see herself as lean and athletic, which she negatively framed as tiny, Lucy could not access the internal resources that she would have needed to make such a change. She played it small and gave up when the rewards were equally small. John, on the other hand, could see himself in the future. He had vision and clarity. This clear image inspired him and pushed him to reframe his entire life so that he could achieve his goal. He did not feel limited by his goal. Instead, he felt expanded. The lesson? Lift up your vision. Get a clear image of what you want to achieve and let the sky be the limit. You just listened to the post titled Expectations Create Reality by Rachel Trotta of racheltrotta.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now you might be thinking, Dr. Neil, don't you talk about how we need to set realistic expectations? Yes, absolutely. But realistic expectations in the short term. Why? Well, we need to set realistic expectations in the short term so we can collect small wins. These realistic expectations in the short term are little wins that keep us on track, that keep us on the path to our overall, hopefully larger goal. If we don't take the time to celebrate or acknowledge these little more realistic wins, then it's easy to lose track. We lose motivation. We forget what the bigger picture is supposed to look like. Now, of course, we do need a reality check. For example, if we set the goal of winning the Mr. or Mrs. Olympia bodybuilding challenge 1 year, and we expect to reach that goal by walking 30 minutes a day, well, you can see there's a discrepancy there. So yes, there needs to be some alignment between our goals and our reality. That's not to say you could never be a Mr. or Mrs. Olympia. It just means that we need to set our goals up so that we eventually can get there. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.